Q&A Questions and Answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question. I sometimes feel like I'm alone in the world and nobody understands what I'm going through. What do I do? Response from the New Era. You might be surprised at how common this feeling is, but that doesn't make it any less hard. Try to surround yourself with good people and uplifting activities, even when it's difficult. Sometimes just focusing on activities like mutual nights, school games, or aerobic activities can help take your mind off your trials. Remember that Heavenly Father loves you and that you are never truly alone. So be sure to pray and study the gospel. Never give up on your relationship with Heavenly Father, because He never gives up on you. Also remember that the Savior understands our lives completely and knows how to help us. See Alma chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. As we turn to Him, He will give us strength to overcome our challenges through the enabling power of the atonement. Consider learning more about the atonement and how it can help you in times like these. Sometimes it also helps to find someone to talk to, like a parent, leader, or trusted friend. Although your exact circumstances may be different from theirs, parents and trusted leaders can help us learn from their similar experiences and give good advice for the future. If your feelings of loneliness last a long time or get worse, it could be a sign of a more serious issue, like depression. Be sure to talk to someone you trust about how you're feeling. There's absolutely no shame in getting help. See Jeffrey R. Holland, Like a Broken Vessel, Ensign, November 2013, page 40. Also, lds.org/go/lonely-NE3.
Responses from readers. Turn to God. It's normal to feel this way. It's a part of life. You have to pray constantly to have the Spirit with you. His mission is to comfort us, and through Him you'll know without any doubt that the Savior has gone through your sufferings. Even when nobody seems to understand, He understands, and He won't leave you alone. If you're having a hard time, remember that there's a purpose to it and that Heavenly Father won't leave you to handle it on your own if you turn to Him. Mariana L., age 17, Quebec, Canada.
Fear not. When I feel like nobody understands what I'm going through, I remember the hymn, How Firm a Foundation, especially verse 3. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. Hymns number 85. This message serves as a constant reminder that my Heavenly Father loves and cares for me. Rachel F., age 13, Arizona, USA.
Stand in holy places. If you pray diligently and prayerfully study the Scriptures, you'll understand you aren't alone, and you'll come through this trial stronger and more faithful. Listen to the Spirit's promptings and always remember to stand ye in holy places and be not moved. Doctrine and Covenants, section 87, verse 8. Kellen L., 14, New Mexico, USA.
Seek peace. When I feel alone and that nobody understands me, I try to always remember that my Heavenly Father loves me. When I think this, it brings peace and makes me feel like I'm not alone. Allison H., 14, Oregon, USA.
Realize you're unique. What often helps me is realizing that I'm unique. By making this a positive thing, I can feel better about myself and not get so frustrated when people don't understand me. They just think different from me, and Heavenly Father has made them unique as well. Jeshua M., 14, New Zealand.
Reach out. When I struggled with this, I found that as I served others and shared the gospel, my joy was hugely increased. The Lord understood me, and He comforted me and was proud of me. As I have gained a testimony of the happiness and comfort that comes from sharing the gospel and showing others they are loved, even when you need love yourself, my life has become brighter and my desire to serve even stronger. Sawyer I., 16, Tennessee, USA.
Talk to someone. Talk to your parents and church leaders. They may not have gone through exactly what you're going through, but they can understand. Don't be afraid to let them know how you feel. It's one of their roles as parents and leaders to help you. Becca W., age 15, Texas, USA.
Focus on others. I try to turn my attention away from myself and toward the needs of other people through service. I've found that in forgetting myself, I felt happier and more included. I know that service can bring you closer to God and closer to others. If you feel alone, go out and serve. Aza M., 17, New Jersey, USA.
Remember God's plan. Remember that your Father in heaven has a plan specifically for you. Everything you endure has a purpose and can be used to strengthen your testimony if you turn to Him and the Savior for help. Ethan I., 15, Washington, USA.
Sidebar: Not alone. We were not placed on this earth to walk alone. God has assured us that He will be there for us to provide help if we but ask. I promise you that you will one day stand aside and look at your difficult times, and you will realize that He was always there beside you. President Thomas S. Monson, We Never Walk Alone. Ensign, November 2013, pages 121 and 124. Upcoming question. My friend is being bullied even by church members. What can I do to help her? Send your answer and photo by April 15, 2014. Go to newera.lds.org, click Submit Your Work, enter your LDS account, and then select New Era. You can also write to us at newera@ldschurch.org or New Era Q&A Bullied, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, questions and answers.